chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember, somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine. You, a heart full of joy and gladness, will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. In the remote desert town of Coober Pedie in South Australia, summer temperatures can reach 127 degrees Fahrenheit, so hot that many residents live below ground, where the temperature is a constant 75 degrees. This tradition began 100 years ago, when the first opals were discovered, and so was born an underground cottage mining industry that endures today. Only 5% of opals found worldwide are designated as precious, with a fiery play of color within them. and 95% of those come from Australia. Unlike other gemstones, opals are not minerals, but instead made of microscopic spheres of quartz, silicon dioxide, that form very slowly in sediment layers at low temperature in the presence of water. Perhaps it's not surprising, then, that opals are 10 to 20% water. As they form, they may replace minerals in existing fossils. Some of the Cooper Pedy opals inherit the fossil forms of ancient sea creatures. Here, the Australian government has discouraged large-scale mining by limiting prospectors to single claims. The result is more than 250,000 small mine shafts in the area, some of which have been converted into underground homes, hotels, and businesses. To excavate a new home costs about the same as building one above ground. But the diggers may uncover more gemstones in the process, which helps to subsidize the cost of the home. Now that's a valuable opal. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.
It's 10:02 a.m. and you're listening to WRIU Kingston. Good morning, and welcome to Classical Brunch here on WRIU Kingston. We opened with a version of the 12th century piece Kalinda Maya, or First Day of Spring, performed by Kim Robertson on harp in honor of the vernal equinox, which happened just last week. To continue the celebration of the next 6 months of more daylight than darkness, we're going to play a medley of songs of spring, from the Middle Ages to Renaissance. We're going to start with two more versions of Kalinda Maya, which is the First of Spring, or May Day, which was composed by Rimbaud de Vacquerie, a late 12th century provincial troubadour who put words to a dance tune, or estampie in honor of Lady Beatrix at the request of Beatrix's father and Rimbaud's patron. Rimbaud showered Beatrix with fulsome praise in a poetic genre of unrequited love from afar. The song is presumed to have been composed around 1200, but here's some segments of the text, beginning with the first stanza. Neither the first of May festival, nor the leaf of the beech tree, nor the song of birds, nor gladiolus flowers are pleasing to me, noble and vivacious lady, until I receive a swift messenger from your fair person of some new pleasure that love brings me. In the fifth stanza, Rimbaud addresses his patron's daughter directly. Lady Beatrix, your worth is so refined by its nature, and it develops and grows beyond that of all other ladies. The final line states, mission accomplished, to his patron, saying, composed and ended, my lord, here is your requested estampie. Up next, two more very different versions of Rimbaud's 12th century Kalinda Maya, the first by Hesperian 21 with Jordi Savall, the second by the group St. George's Canzona, here on WRIU Kingston. three versions of Kalinda Maya here on WRIU, where the Lady Beatrix is being compared to the breath of spring. Kalinda Maya, the 1st of May, and springtime is in the air, although you wouldn't know it today. And you're listening to Classical Brunch, the usually Tuesday, but today Monday segment of Divertimento, the classical music morning show that broadcasts off of WRIU on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, where we strive to play diverse classical selections from a wide variety of locations and time frames. Today we're going to be celebrating spring over really 9 centuries of music, as well as celebrating the Radiothon here at WRIU Kingston, where we are asking those of you who enjoy the diversity presented on this station to go ahead and make a donation. And we are going to ask you to do that in several ways. The first is to go on WRIU.org. And once you get onto that, onto our website, you will see a donate to this year's Radiothon button on the left-hand side, a link. Click on that and then follow the prompts and you can make a contribution online using your credit card or other electronic device. Or if you would prefer, you can also call into the radio station and let us know. You can call in by dialing 401-792-9030. That's 401-792-9030, and let us know that you're making a donation, specifically during the Divertimento portion of 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you do call in, we will let you, the first callers who called in will be able to receive several little gifts from our other patrons. We have 3 items. We have a Music on the Hill Chamber Music Series. We have 3 pairs of tickets to give away on that when you call. We will make sure that your name is given to to Music on the Hill, and you can then pick some of their one of their performances that happens from May 28th to June 10th. So when you call in, just let us know you've contributed online, or you can also tell us you'd like to contribute by check, and we'll give the instructions of how to do that and where to send the check. The second is that Museum Concerts, which is the Providence-based early music concert series, has 3 pairs of tickets for the Newton Baroque String Quartet, which happens on Sunday, April 13th at 3:30 p.m., held at First Unitarian Church in Providence. If you go ahead and give us a call in, tell us how you're contributing, and we'll make sure that your name is on the will call list when you come into that series. And finally, we also have 1 pair of tickets for the Chorus of Wesley Spring Concert, and that's on the Saturday, May 3rd show. Now, the call-in portion, if you could wait, we'll let you know when to call in. Since I'm the only one here, I would like to take the calls when we're playing a longer segment of music, and I will let you know when the phones will be open for that. And that will be happening really in a matter of a couple of minutes. We'll be playing about 20 minutes of spring songs. You can call at that point. But in the meantime, please do, if you decide you don't want to call in, go ahead and make that contribution at WRIU.org by clicking on the alumniuri.edu Radiothon link. So we'll talk more about Radiothon as we move on. Like spring petals floating through the air, we're going to be playing 6 more spring songs spanning the late Middle Ages to the fat of the Renaissance from France, England, and Scotland here on WRIU Kingston.
Oh, lusty men with Flora Queen, the balmy drops from fabled sheen, prelusiant beams before the day, the day. Be that tiara grows green, Frigleness of this lustime, Frigleness of this lustime. Bardes on dios of every birth rejoice in all.
You lovers are my knee, free lane. that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. I wish my mother the shore of sea. I wish my mother the shore of sea.
Now in the bed of her I and if ye will, I shall consent. I'll say ye met me ye content.
Nay, in good faith, I will not meet with you. I pray you sell an eagle in my car. Why will you not give me no comfort? But in the fields we may sport. May God forbid that we not be, that we not be. I wish my mother the shall see. I wish my mother the shall see.
Yea, me so nice and so meet of age, God, you greatly move my courage. Sweet, I love you, oh, love me again. Let us make one, though we be twain.
Nay, in good faith, I will not win with you. I pray you sell an eagle in my car. Why will you not give me no comfort? That in the field there we may sport. May God forbid that we not be, that we not be. I wish my mother the shore of sea. I wish my mother the shore of sea.
Yeah, of my heart, say what you will. Wherefore ye must my mind fulfill. Regret me, your maidenhead, your maidenhead. For this I shall go in your bidding.
Then in good faith I will not go with you. I pray you sell an eagle in my car. Why will you not give me your comfort? But in the fields we may a sport. May God forbid that me, that me, that me, that me. I wish my mother the shore of sea. I wish my mother the shore of sea.
Then for this once I shall you spare. But the next time ye must be well. How in the middle ye meet your go, adieu, farewell, and kiss me now. Adieu, farewell, and kiss me now.
Nay, in good faith, I will not meet with you. I pray you sell an eagle in my car. Why will you not give me no comfort? That in the field there we may a sport. May God forbid that we not be, that we not be. I wish my mother the shall see. I wish my mother the shall
thank you.
Six pieces of early music celebrating spring leading into summer here on this rather chilly, almost wintry morning here on the third or fourth day after the vernal equinox here on WRIU Kingston. This is David House, your host for Classical Brunch, usually the Tuesday morning segment, but now the Monday morning segment as I'm sitting in for Alan Lawton as he's taking care of some business that needs to be taken care of. He will be in tomorrow, taking the Tuesday 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. slot, playing his lovely selection of classical music that is played three times weekly in the morning here in WRIU from 10 o'clock to 1 p.m. All of the DJs on this program trying to bring you a diverse selection of classical music that you might not normally hear on other radio stations that play classical music. And we are in the midst of our spring radiothon here on WRIU, and urge you, if you enjoy this type of music with the diversity and played by not only during the divertimento segments, but all throughout the day by the college students of the university and the URI community DJs, who bring you a very diverse selection of music and other programs, sports and talk. If you want to support this, we are largely supported by your donations as well as other sources, mainly supported by the student fees, but we could certainly use more funding. And if you'd like to, you can call us here at 401-792-9030. In fact, the phone lines will be open at the beginning of this next segment of two Monteverdi tunes. Once again, that's 401-792-9030. And let us know that you'd like to make a contribution, and we will give you the information needed to make that happen. Or you can go online by going to WRIU.org, and as soon as you pull up the first page, you will see a donate to this year's Radiothon. Click on that link and follow the instructions, and you can contribute to us here. Now, if you do call in, or if you do make the contribution online or by phone, you'll be entitled to, as long as supplies last, be able to get some of the kind of gifts that we're giving out for making the contribution. We have three pairs of tickets for the Music on the Hill Chamber Music Series that happens May 28th to the 10th. And you can find out more about what's on that at musiconthehill.rhodei.org. Give us a call. Let us know you've contributed, and we'll let you know how you can take advantage of one of those. And we also have three pairs of tickets for the Newton Baroque String Quartet concert that happens on April 13th at 3:30 p.m. at First Unitarian Church, produced by Museum Concerts. More information on that can be found at museumconcerts.org. And then finally, we have one pair for their spring concert, which happens on Saturday, May 3rd, for the Chorus of Westerly. So those are some of the thank you gifts we can get from people who support WRIU by giving us access to their concerts. Once again, you can either do it online at WRIU.org, clicking the alumni, clicking the donation radiothon link, or calling us here at 401-792-9030. And now we're going to listen to more music. We're going to be playing two pieces based on the poem Zeffirel Torno. The first was written by a composer, Rinuccini, and the second was written by Petrarch. Both poems start off praising the season, but wind up giving a lament about their lost loves. Two pieces by Monteverdi, both based on different poems of Zeffirel Torno, here on WRIU Kingston.
Thank you. Come vuol mia ventura ormai.
Two renditions of Zeffiro Torno, the first written by Ruccini, a troubadour, and the second written by Petrarch, both poems set to music by Claudio Monteverdi here on WRIU Kingston. We're going to continue our celebration of spring in the last few minutes here of this hour, the first hour of Classical Brunch, by playing Antonio Vivaldi's Spring from his Four Seasons, as performed by House of Time. In the meantime, if you'd like to consider donating to the work of WRIU, please go ahead and link up through WRIU.org and click on the Alumni Radiothon link, or call us here at toll-free 888-303-9748. And we will talk with you about how you contribute to keep the work of the diverse music programming, not only on Divertimento, but on all of the shows that are broadcast here on WRIU Kingston. Next up, Spring from Claudio Monteverdi's Four Seasons here on WRIU Kingston. Vivaldi's Concerto Spring from his Four Seasons Set Concerti, The Four Seasons of Antonio Vivaldi, as performed by the early music ensemble House of Time. And in this case, this is a different kind of rendition of The Four Seasons. It's played by only six people, orchestrated by the leader of the group, Gonzalo Xavier Ruiz, oboist. And interesting, because the usual performance of this has the violin performing the lead line as a concerto, but he spreads it around to various instruments, as we heard in that last movement of Springtime, where the oboe carried the line. And you can hear this kind of music not on many radio stations, but you can certainly hear it on WRIU.org, where we strive for diversity and play music that you might not normally hear on commercial stations or even other public radio stations. WRIU is a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island, largely supported by its students, but also through donations from its listeners. And we are in the midst of our spring radiothon here at WRIU, and we urge you to either contribute so we can continue this process of bringing really into it, individual type of programming, URI sports, some talk shows, lots of diversity things by the students and by the community DJs, to provide you a great variety of different kinds of listening experiences that you would not normally hear. And your support would be greatly appreciated. You can support us by contributing, going to WRIU.org, and then clicking on the link that says donate to this year's Radiothon, or calling us at the toll-free number of 888-303-9748. But we'll talk with you about what you'd like to contribute. And if you do call in, you can also, for a pledge of $40 or more, receive sets of tickets for three various performance groups, performance productions. The first is, we have three pairs of tickets to give away for the Music on the Hill Chamber Series, which takes place May 28th through June 10th. You can find out more about that by going on musiconthehillri.org. For $40 a contribution, you can get a pair of tickets for any of the concerts on that series. Or we also have three pairs of tickets for the upcoming April 13th concert performed by Newton Baroque on Saturday, April 13th at 3:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church. That's a production put on by museumconcerts.org. Once again, one pair of tickets for any donation of $40 or more. And then the Chorus of Wesley, we have a pair of tickets for their spring concert, their Saturday, May 3rd show at 6 p.m. They'll be doing the Mass in D by Ethel Smith. And so if you call in, this one requires a call in to either let us know you have pledged the amount on the online, or that you will pledge, and we'll tell you how to do that. When you call in, you can pledge by check, and we'll tell you where to send that in, or how to pledge online using a credit card. Once again, you can call us at 888-303-9748 or once again, that number toll-free is 888-303-9748, or you can pledge online by going to WRIU.org and clicking on the Donate to This Year's Radiothon link. We're going to continue with our spring celebration here. Thank goodness spring is sort of here. I mean, it's certainly, the days are longer, and it looks like the weather may be improving as the week progresses. But certainly it's going to get more spring-like, and spring is also the time of the Easter season. And today we're continuing with week two of our broadcast of Bach's St. John Passion here on Classical Brunch. Bach's oratorio describing the events leading to the crucifixion of Jesus, written for a Good Friday's Vespers service in 1724. For the first half of this hour, we're going to be hearing the middle section of the Passion, portraying Jesus' interrogation by Pilate, followed by his condemnation by the crowd, with the chorus acting as the mob, demanding that Barabbas be released and Jesus crucified. The middle section of Bach's St. John Passion, performed by Apollos Fire, under the direction of Jeanette Sorel, here on WRIU Kingston.
dass sie nicht unrein würden, sondern mussten essen möchten. Da ging Pilatus zu ihnen heraus und sprach:
Was bringet ihr viel Klage wider diese Menschen?
Sie antworteten und sprachen zu ihm:
Werdet diesen nicht vergeben,
thank you. dazu geboren und in die Welt kommen, dass ich die Wahrheit zeugen soll. Wer aus der Wahrheit ist, der höret meine Stimme.
Spricht Pilatus zu ihm:
Was ist Wahrheit?
Und da er das gesagt, ging er wieder hinaus zu den Jüden und spricht zu ihnen:
Ich finde keine Schuld an ihm. Ihr habt aber eine Gewohnheit, dass ich euch einen Nuss gebe. Wollt ihr nun, dass ich euch der jüdischen König Nuss gebe?
Da schrien sie wieder allesamt und sprachen:
Nicht diesen, diesen nicht, nicht diesen, sondern Barabbas.
Pilatus Jesus und
er
eiselte ihn.
Stärken, die mich immer gleiche, die mich immer gleiche sie auf sein Haupt und legten ihm ein Purpurkleid an und sprachen:
Thank you. sprach Pilatus zu ihm, redest du nicht mit mir? Weißest du nicht, dass ich Macht habe, dich zu kreuzigen und Macht habe, dich loszugeben? Jesus antwortete,
du hättest keine Macht über mich, wenn sie dir nicht wäre von oben herabgegeben. Darum, der mich dir überantwortet hat, der hat größere Sünde.
Von dem antwortete Pilatus, wie er ihn
Schatten in mich hin. Und er trug sein Kreuz und ging hinaus zur Stätte, die da heißet Schädelstätt, welcher heißet auf Hebräisch Golgatha.
And so ends the second middle portion of Bach's Passion According to St. John as performed by Apollo's Fire. And what a masterpiece it is to perform and to listen to, incredibly dramatic, where Bach actually uses the chorus really as a character in portrayal of the theater of the Passion. In this case, acting as the crowd that, first of all, implores Pilate to choose Barabbas to release as opposed to Jesus. And then when Pilate says, "What would you have me do with this?" they say, "Crucify him." And the crowd is very, very active in this. And then the last aria we heard, the bass aria, which is essentially saying, come ye whom care oppresses, leave your troubles dark recesses, come to Golgotha, take the wings of faith to bear you, fly, fly, his cross to carry, happiness awaits you there. And the chorus goes, where do we go, where do we go, Vohin, Vohin. And it's essentially saying that as tragic as this event is, it's done as a sacrifice to save those who follow the way proclaimed by Jesus. And it's an amazing performance. I have two very personal experiences with this. The first is that I saw Apollo's Fire perform this. My wife and I went down to New York to see it at Trinity Wall Street. And they performed it with the people who are on this recording, and it was a dramatic and wonderful presentation with really Baroque reduced forces, not a huge orchestra and chorus at all, but they not only did they perform it, they acted the heck out of it, and it was just a wonderful thing to see, very moving. And fortunately, they had subtitles for us to read, so we knew exactly what was going on. Oratorio really as a piece of theater, and it was incredibly moving. And the second is that I performed the role of the evangelist right here on URI's campus when I was a member of the South County Chamber Singers under the direction of Dr. Sandy Falconer. And in fact, Erica Huntley, who was is the Tuesday morning 6 to 8 a.m. jazz DJ on this station, also performed that work with us. And it was a wonderful piece of music and really brought the chorus together. And performing the role of the evangelist, who's the narrator, very demanding. And I squeaked by on it. But I have to tell you that when you see people doing it with the ease that the evangelist in this particular recording does it, it is a delight to hear. Anyway, lots of experiences brought up by the St. John Passion. I hope that you enjoyed hearing it on WRIU Kingston on this Monday edition of Classical Brunch, which usually is broadcast on Tuesday mornings, but the regular DJ on Monday morning, Alan Lawton, has had some personal business to attend to. He will be here tomorrow with his regular show. And today, Classical Brunch with your host, David House, is celebrating the advent of spring. The vernal equinox has happened. The days are longer than the nights, and I'm celebrating a bit early with playing all the stuff related to the springtime. We're also celebrating WRIU's Radiothon here at 90.3 FM. And we are asking those of you who appreciate what we offer, not only for the Divertimento program, which airs on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays here in WRIU, and that from the 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. slot, but you can also hear us on WRIU.org anywhere in the world. And we at Divertimento really try to play music that you would not normally hear on other classical radio stations, either commercial or on the public broadcasting arena. We try to pick lots of different musics with minimal sponsor discussions, or certainly no commercial stuff here at WRIU. And this idea of trying to promote what the community is experiencing and various interests of not the student DJs and the community DJs, we try to bring you a lot of things that you might not normally hear without commercials. And we're asking that you support us on an annual basis. If you could do that by if you'd like to contribute online, you can do that by going to WRIU.org and then clicking on the first screen you come to, clicking on the Donated This Year's Radiothon. And when you click on that, as you make your contribution, if you could designate that you wanted to go to WRIU, that would be great. Or you can call us directly here at the station while the music is playing at the toll-free number of 888-303-9748. That's 888-303-9748. And while the music's playing, we would be happy to pick up the phone and talk to you about how you can donate and support not only classical music here on WRIU, but also all the other formats from sports to talk to music, from all different genres and at all different times here on WRIU Kingston. So do think about doing that. Once again, the phone number is 888-303-9748, and operators are standing by once the music plays, because I am the operator and the DJ on today's program. So continuing our Easter portion of the spring celebration, we're going to move on to the Edwardian late romantic period, and on a happier note, ending on the impending crucifixion of Jesus, we are moving now to the Easter season component of it, when things turn out and the resurrection occurs, by playing Charles Villiers Stanton's The Resurrection, his symphonic work, Opus 5. Choral music was central to Charles Villiers Stanton's life as a composer, battling solemnity with rapturous affirmation. The Resurrection was his first major choral work, written while he was studying under Kyle Reinecke in Leipzig, and anticipating this work, his Resurrection, anticipates Mahler's use of the poet Klopstock with his poem The Resurrection. And he, Mahler was the first to use this poem, anticipating Mahler's work by several years. And Mahler only used the first two stanzas of Klopstock's poem, while Stanford set all five. So now we're going to hear all five stanzas of Klopstock's poem, performed by Robert Murray Tenor and the Bach Choir, as well as the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, with David Hill conducting, as they perform Charles Villiers Stanton's orchestral work, The Resurrection, Opus 5, here on WRIU Kingston. Charles Villiers Stanford's Resurrection, his orchestral and chorus work based upon the poem Hold on a second while I find the exact notes on this. Based upon the poem of, oh my goodness, I can't find the name of the poem. Wait a second, let me just get this. Oh, by Klopstock's poem on the resurrection, which talks not only about the resurrection of Christ, but also the resurrection of all humanity. This wonderful, incredible spirit of resurrection and rebirth, aiming towards a life, almost a utopian type life. And it's a wonderful piece of music performed by Robert Murray Tenor, the Bach Choir, and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra under the direction of David Hill, conductor. So the ending of the Easter portion of our celebration of spring here at WRIU Kingston, here on Classical Brunch with your host, David House. Once again, Divertimento is broadcast three times a week here on WRIU, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. And we broadcast usually on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. On Monday, usually your host is Alan Lawton. On Tuesdays, my show, Classical Brunch, is on, and that's with your host, David House. And on Thursday, it alternates between Ron Marsh and Alan Lawton. And we strive to present music that you might not normally hear on other classical radio stations, a commercial or even public stations. We really strive to find music that either not performed that often, or by composers you might not normally hear, or in orchestrations or arrangements that you might not normally hear, constantly looking for new music that inspires us and hopefully will inspire you. And we are in the middle of our radiothon here at WRIU, and there's some great news coming up. I was able to speak to one of the management of the school and was informed that the money has already been allocated for the broadcast tower that was taken down in 2022 because of a hurricane damage. And that tower used to allow WRIU to be heard in the tri-state area, southeastern Connecticut, all of Rhode Island, and south coast Massachusetts. And since that was taken down, we have been broadcasting using a kind of an auxiliary antenna that broadcasts around a 10-mile radius around the University of Rhode Island campus. But we can also be heard worldwide on the web. But soon, this fall, it looks like the antenna will be reestablished and will be able to be heard over the radio waves in the tri-state area once again. In the meantime, we ask that you do two things. The first, if you enjoy the diversity of programming here in this college radio station, which really answers to no person but the whims of the individuals who are actually running the show, that we be able to pick what we want to broadcast and display. We certainly adhere to certain guidelines, but we generally can choose the music or the topic of conversation, or in URI's case, we can broadcast all of the sports locally, and also away games, so that those of you who follow URI sports teams can keep up with what's going on by listening to games. All of that happens here, and we are only supported by part of the student fees. Part of it is by some grants, but mostly it's from student fees and the donations that you give to us here at WRIU Kingston. And we ask that if you enjoy what you're hearing, that you call us. You can contribute by calling us and asking how to donate by calling us at 1-888-303-9748. That's 888-303-9748. And generally, we ask that you do that when the music is playing. And we're going to be having about a 30-minute segment playing this wonderful piece by Aaron Copland, and that'll be coming up in about, oh, 2 or 3 minutes. If you can call, then we'll give you the information that you need to donate. And if you call and let us know that you have donated either online or during the phone call to us, we, for a $40 donation, we will be able to give you, while supplies last, tickets to performances at some wonderful venues. We have 3 pairs of tickets available for the Music on the Hill Chamber Music Series. You'll be able to choose any one concert for 2 people for a donation of $40 at Music on the Hill. You can find out more information about what they're offering at musiconthehillri.org. And then for, also, we have 3 pairs of tickets for the upcoming April 13th concert produced by Museum Concerts. One pair each for a $40 donation for the Newton Baroque String Quartet performing Amazing Bieber. They are a wonderful quartet, very spirited in their performance. You can find out more information about that concert at museumconcerts.org. Once again, that's on April 13th at 3:30 p.m. at First Unitarian Church, Providence. And we also have 1 pair of tickets for the Chorus of Wesley Spring Concert, which takes place on Saturday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. So we have 7 pairs of concert tickets to be given to the individuals as while supplies last. Individuals who call us and indicate that they have contributed $40 or more to the Radiothon, and we'll take your information and make sure that the organization producing these concerts is aware of it. And when you come there, your tickets will be waiting for you at the Will Call Station. Once again, you can contribute online by going to WRIU.org. Once you get on that, you will see a link to click on to the donation site. Go ahead and click onto that and follow the prompt and make sure you ask that the donation be applied to WRIU, or you can call us directly here at 888-303-9748. That's 888-303-9748. And in about 2 minutes, you'll have 32 minutes to do so while the music is on, and we can take your information. Let us know how much you appreciate what we're doing by contributing when you can. So continuing our spring theme here in the last hour of Classical Brunch with your host, David House, here on Divertimento. By the way, it is 12:06, and you're listening to WRIU Kingston, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. We're going to move now to an Aaron Copland piece, Appalachian Spring, but probably not the version that you are used to hearing if you know and love the Appalachian Spring Suite. And most classical music lovers are familiar with Copland's Appalachian Spring Suite for full orchestra, but the piece was originally commissioned by the Martha Graham Modern Dance Company for a premiere performance in 1944. Although the suite is certainly based upon the ballet, Copland's scoring originally was for 13 instrument and was actually composed to meet the needs of Graham's choreography, and it creates a very different sound. Appalachian Spring, the ballet, tells the story of a young frontier couple on their wedding day. Created as the war in Europe was drawing to an end at World War II, the ballet captured the imagination of Americans who were beginning to believe in a more prosperous future, a future in which men and women could be united again. Themes from American folk culture can be found throughout the dance. Aaron Copland weaves a shaker tune, Simple Gifts, throughout his luminous score, while Martha Graham's choreography includes square dance patterns, skips and paddle turns, and curtsies, even a grand right and left. The spare set created by Isamu Noguchi features a shaker rocking chair. With its tale of a new life in a new land, the dance embodies hope. Critics called Appalachian Spring shining and joyous, a testimony to the simple fineness of the human spirit. And you can view the performance of the ballet as originally conceived by going onto YouTube and keying in Martha Graham's Appalachian Spring, and the entire performance is there. It was broadcast in 1958. It's a really amazing performance set to the music of Copland's Appalachian Spring. And now, the original ballet score conducted by the composer, the Columbia Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Aaron Copland, performs the ballet score of Appalachian Spring here in WRIU Kingston.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron Copland's complete ballet of Appalachian Spring, performed by the Columbia Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Aaron Copland, and not usually heard performance of the entire ballet as composed for Martha Graham's company in 1944. Another example of what you hear differently on WRAU than you might on other classical radio stations. And we're so glad you're with us today. My name is David House, host of Classical Brunch, the usual Tuesday morning divertimento segment, but I'm switching with Alan Lawton today. And also want to let people know that Alan will be here tomorrow doing his usual show just a day later, and that on Thursdays we actually have a return of DJ Joe Ray, who was with us as a classical DJ in years past and has rejoined us and is now alternating with Ron Marsh. So we would love to have him back. He plays a really diverse set, a lot of modern compositions as well as some traditional stuff. So so glad you're back with us, Joe. And you're listening to WRIU Kingston, where it's 12:43. We're in the last minutes of Classical Brunch. And just want to remind you that this is our radiothon. There is still time to call during the last 10 minutes or so of this show to make a pledge. And for a pledge of $40 or more, you can get a pair of tickets to one of three performances. One pair of tickets for the Music on the Hill series in East Greenwich, or the April 13th performance of Newton Baroque, amazing Bieber concert. That's at First Unitarian Church at 3:30 p.m. on that, on April 13th. Or a pair of tickets to the May concert of the Chorus of Westerly. So if you'd like to contribute and get some of those tickets for $40 donation or more, please give us a call at either 401-792-9030 locally once the music starts. Once again, that's 401-792-9030 or out of state 888-303-9748. That's 888-303-9748. And now to close out this springtime celebration program here on WRIU, three Rodgers and Hammerstein pieces that mention spring, and the last one absolutely celebrates spring. We'll be hearing Younger Than Springtime from South Pacific. It might as well be spring from State Fair Soundtrack, and June is busting out all over. We hope you've enjoyed this spring celebration segment of Classical Brunch, and we look forward to meeting you all again next Tuesday for some more very diverse classical music here on WRIU Kingston. This is your Classical Brunch host, David House, wishing you a great week, and hope you listen to us next Tuesday.
Touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I my heart as now. when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do. Then, younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I with
the thing. Things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says. I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
slam make of the year, and this year's just like every other. March went out like a lion, a whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along come pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
But it's coming, by gum, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over, all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June,
June, June, June.
Just because it's June,
June, June.
With sap.
Love has found my brother Junior,
and my sister's even loonier,
and my ma's getting kittenish with pap.
Junior's busting out all over.
Two ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because a captain's hanker.
For a comfort they can only get in part.
Because it's June,
because it's
June, 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 June. Just because it's June.
Thank you.
Renee Fleming with the cast of the 21st century show of Carousel performs the It Last of the Three Rodgers and Hammerstein set. June is busting out all over. Love Renee Fleming. Started off as jazz singer, opera, now doing all kinds of stuff. An amazing performer. And that's the end of our show here in Classical Brunch. We're going to switch you over now to the station playlist until the next DJ comes in. In the meantime, please do consider contributing to WRIU by going on to the WRIU.org website. And once you get on there, click on the Donate to This Year's Radiothon link and then follow the instructions. In the meantime, we certainly hope you enjoyed the celebration of spring, and we look forward to celebrating more classical music with you and, in fact, all kinds of music and other productions here in WRIU Kingston, where it is 1 minute before 1 p.m. WRIU is a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island, can be heard at 91.3 FM on your radio dial or on WRIU.org or using the call letters on any radio device that you might have on your mobile units. Okay, take care, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Greetings, WRIU listeners. We have an update regarding the construction of our new radio tower. We are currently slated for a fall of 2025 completion date. But don't worry, you can still tune in 24/7 by going to stream.wriu.org or by downloading either the TuneIn Radio app or Radio Box app from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Thank you so much for listening to WRIU 90.3 FM.
Gave a second to a second thought, I'd watch my youth slip right through my wide eyes. If I told you that I loved you, that would be a guarantee that there's nothing or no one else for me. Oh, I can't be in charge of breaking hearts, that ain't a job. Girl, don't you make a monster out of me. Oh, I'm trying my best to write the words into phrases from all the phases, all for you. I'll keep living, you can stay, I don't mind the company, babe, just know I ain't old enough to say that what I have is what's ahead. Oh, you're the one, until I'm dead, I'll kiss your lips and I'll bless your brain. I'm a Jolly Roger, darling Dodger Bane. And we know my mind ain't right, a late bloomer. I took boomers, trusting me's a cautious game you ought not to play. And my heart ain't in my chest, stomach's always a mess. I'm nervous, young, always obsessed with something new. And soon all I'll do is sit and whine and write to you while you're off wishing your thoughts far from me. Still I'm trying my best to write the words into phrases from all the phases, all for you. I'll keep living, you can stay, I don't mind the company, babe, just know I ain't old enough to say that what I have is what's ahead. Oh, you're the one, until I'm dead, I'll kiss your lips, I'll bless your brain. I'm a Jolly Roger, darling Dodger Bane. Thank you.
There's some things I regret, like touch of it.
Hello, hello. So sorry to interrupt that beautiful station playlist that David left for me, but I am your host, Sophie, and this is Monday's 1 to 3 New Frontier Radio. Back for another installment. I've got a nice collection and blend of music today. I had a little time over the last week to collect some fun new songs. I've had some new releases come out, had some new discoveries on old playlists, all that good stuff. So some stuff from last year is going to be coming back around if you are here for that. And if not, enjoy a new little treat. We're going to start off pretty simple. We're going to start off a little summery, even though it is rainy out today. I think we could all use the good vibes. And of course, it is day one of Radiothon. So if you are calling in, the number is going to be 401-792-9030 here on WRAU 90.3 Kingston for our Radiothon. And just a reminder, your donation supports independent radio right here at URI and in the state. We are one of the leading independent radio stations in the state. We're one of few college radio left in the state. I know that Rick's got one. I know there might be a couple other ones, but ever since BRU went down, we're your guy. Our tower's going to be up soon, and you'll be helping us pay for that, helping us keep support here strong and lively and all that good stuff. So definitely consider calling in and making a donation here at 401-792-9030, or visit our website, and you can find the link to the donation through the URI Foundation. Anyways, that's enough rambling about radio.